Well, it's actually been a while since we've been back here. We've been finishing with the two road games, and so it'd be good to get back home. And you know, our fans will be excited. We'll need them in an important way, and counting on them to be loud. And I know our players are excited to be back here at home.
Peyton, a lot of people are talking about the pressure, but as the number one seed, that's what you want, right? I mean, if you have pressure on you, it means you have something to play for and you've done something.
Well, certainly to be in this game means you have done something well, and it means you've played good football all season, giving yourself an opportunity. Only eight teams left, you know, just four games this weekend. We're excited to be one of them. Glad to be in this tournament, and looking forward to getting out there Sunday for sure. I feel like the team's been pretty excited all year. You know, I think, you know, like you talk about, this is why you have the off-season work. This is why you meet as often as you do in April and May and June. You know, it's for opportunities like this. And so our team's had a good attitude all season. We've been excited about playing football. And like I said, not many teams are still playing. And so we feel fortunate to be one of the ones playing, and we're certainly looking forward to it.
Peyton, earlier this year, the questions about cold weather, and you answered that pretty well. Now it's about your playoff history, your team's playoff history. Obviously, your team's not the only one that gets upset every year. What is it about the playoffs that makes it almost random, it seems, on who comes out on top?
I'm not sure I have the answer for you. That's a pretty general question, and probably could get a lot of different answers if you poll a number of people. So, hey, playoff football, it's exciting. You got good football teams playing. It's hard to get here. It means you had to work hard and overcome a lot of things to get here. We've overcome a lot this year. We've talked about off season, going back to the off season throughout the season. So we feel like we've been through a lot during this season in order to get ourselves this opportunity. And, you know, like I said, you're playing a good football team, and it's going to be a good football game. A lot of familiarity between both teams. You know, I would say there's a lot of knowledge amongst both teams, so you know, that kind of evens out, and you know, kind of comes down to just who makes more plays on the field. So that's kind of how I know to approach it, and that's kind of what I believe about you know, playoff football.
Peyton, Michael Jordan used so many things to motivate him at this time of year, even in his sport. Even though so many days that have passed since what happened last year, does that even enter your mind at this point last year to kind of motivate you?
I think we've kind of used that throughout the season. We talked about that going into the month of April with our weightlifting and our off-season training, about using that to fuel you, to, you know, make you do a extra set of sprints or an extra set of squats, whatever it may be. And you know, we've used it on the practice field, so I don't think you just get to this week and you start thinking about it. I think you always want to have something to try to drive you and fuel you and make you better than the year before. And I feel like we've done that. And you know, we're, like I said, we're excited to be at this place right now.
Peyton, San Diego
comes down to who has the ball, you know, the last, with the way the fire is between these two teams. How much does it just personally frustrate you when your limitation and opportunities could, you know, impact the game, just not being on the field as much as you like?
Well, that's football, and you never know how a game is going to play out. And you know, just because something happened the previous game or two games doesn't mean it's going to happen again. And so you prepare for, you know, the game plan, but you go out, you have to be ready to adjust to a shootout, to a low scoring game, whatever it may be. And you certainly see lots of different types of games here in the postseason. I've always believed that. So it's going to be a team effort. All three phases are going to need to contribute, you know, offense, defense, and special teams, and that's what we're working on getting ready for right now.
Hey, Philip Rivers was very complimentary of you on Monday. How mutual is that feeling back?
Phillip's been a great quarterback for a long time. He's been playing at a high level. It's, you know, 2004 rookie class, and he has gotten better every year, in my opinion. You know, and it's not easy going through a coaching change and an offensive change, and usually it takes, I think, teams and quarterbacks 1, 2, sometimes 3 years before you finally get comfortable. For him and their offense to have the success with the change of offenses, you know, to me, a lot of the credit has to go to the quarterback on that end, and he certainly deserves it.
Hey, how much of the season is going to, when you look back on the season, it's going to
I guess I'm not really ready to be looking back on the season, you know, at this point. I'm looking forward to staying in the present, you know, and not getting too reflective, you know, while we're still playing. So as long as they tell us we still are allowed to play Sunday, that's kind of my approach. And so kind of focus on the present. We're going to enjoy the week of preparation. Like I said, a lot of your friends and other players and coaches that you know aren't playing football right now, so we feel lucky to be one of those playing and practicing. And we're going to work hard on our preparation, but we're going to enjoy the journey, if you will, at the same time. Yeah, I mean, I think you just sort of focus on the now, and I think we prepared well throughout this season, and I don't think you do anything different, you know, here now that you're only one of a few teams left playing. It means you haven't been preparing the right way all along if you try to do something differently now. So I'm not sure, that you really look much past, this season, the games you played against these guys, the games they played last week. Our game, we played a couple weeks ago and kind of focus on that. I'm not sure any of the other stuff has a whole lot to do with what actually is going to occur in this game.
You talk about enjoying the journey. How, is it fun in the one-and-done situation, or is it so intensely pressurized that it's not?
Yeah, well, I think it depends, what attitude you want to approach it with. I mean, if it's just miserable this whole time, then why are you really doing it? I mean, there's other things you can do that might make you feel, less miserable than if it's just an absolute grind. So that's my approach, and maybe as you get older, you think more in those lines that, hey, this is a pretty unique opportunity, to be in this position, to be one of just a few teams playing, be a great atmosphere on Sunday, playing a good football team. And there's nothing else I'd rather be doing, than being in that opportunity. And so that is certainly my goal, to enjoy the preparation, not just the game, to actually enjoy the preparation part of it, enjoy being around the guys, because, the light is at the end of the tunnel for me, no question. And so I think you enjoy these things maybe even more than maybe you have in the past.
Did you enjoy it less 10 years ago? I wondered if you got too geeked up or too serious for this situation.
I don't really believe so. I don't, I know people, it's easy to summarize, to take a whole bunch of football seasons and lump them together. I personally don't see how that, I don't believe in that theory, how it works. I think each season takes on its own identity and different things occurred, along the way, at different points in my career and in anybody's career. So this is, this is 2013 season, 2014 postseason, and it's its own chapter, and we're looking forward to hopefully writing it for a number of more weeks.
Have you never felt like you put too much pressure on yourself in years past, mentally, or just the burden of the expectations from everything you've accomplished coming into the NFL and throughout?
That's not how I feel. I guess, everybody has a different theory or analysis, I mean, a lot of you people weren't even probably working since I've been playing in the playoffs. Maybe Jeff and Kliss, of course, and Kisla, naturally. I don't know. Some of you others, y'all look a lot younger than that. So, I don't believe that to be true. And I've always enjoyed it, and I felt fortunate to be in every opportunity, when you get a chance to play in the postseason. And obviously, if you keep advancing, it's exciting, and that's what you're looking forward to trying to do.
Peyton, like most teams, the offense gets a lot of credit, but talk a little bit about the Cincinnati defense holding Cincinnati to 10 points last week. How are they playing?
Well, they played well last week, beat a good team, beat a good offense, and it was a good team win. So it's a real credit to them to go into that place in order to get a win.